And my story starts off as an 18-year-old, fresh out of high school, working in the neuro ICU at Memorial Hospital in Savannah, Georgia. It was a level one trauma hospital, it still is. And I was fresh out of a CNA program. So I was just a little nurse's aide, and I was going to be the best nurse's aide because I wanted to be an ICU nurse, and I didn't want all these hookers thinking I couldn't do the work. So, of course, as all new nurses and new aides, we all start on the night shift because that's the way the coin flips for us, right? And to all the newer generation that doesn't know what it's like to work the night shift and buy your time, just give it some time. So I'm working one night, and of course we had a patient expire, and it's a busy night, the ER is busy, and security would normally come up and get the patient and take them down to the morgue. And back then, we didn't have funeral homes that worked 24/7. They literally picked you up the next business day, and most hospitals had a morgue. So I said, oh, I'll take him down. Not a problem. I can do this. And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, yeah, it's just taking somebody down. I'll wheel him down, put him in the cooler. Not a problem. So we get the gurney, and the gurneys were not like the gurneys are today, where they're power driven, you just flip a wrist, battery operated, has steer control. No, 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 no. These were these heavy metal gurneys, and for all you nurses who remember these gurneys, they weighed a ton. And if your foot got run over by one, you probably had a broken toe. Not only were these gurneys so damn heavy, if you remember, they also had those little gray wheels, and one wheel would never touch the floor when you pushed it. And it took about three people to drive and steer one down the hall. But hey, what did I know, right? I'm going to take this guy downstairs. So we load him up on the gurney. Of course, we don't give him a gown because he's already died, and we're not going to waste gowns down in the morgue. So we cover him with a sheet because back then they didn't do body bags either. You just took him down in a sheet. And I'm like, well, where do I go? And they said, oh, just take the service elevator, get off of the basement, turn left, go down the hall. It's all the way down at the hall. All right, I can do that. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I got you. So after hitting a couple of walls getting to the elevator, I get him into the elevator. We go down to the basement, and of course I get off on the basement, and it is pitch black. And of course back then hospitals didn't have lighting that came on when you walked down the hall. It actually had a light switch. And guess where that light switch was? Down at the other end of the hall. So it did have a night light, and it was kind of like one of those orange lights that never really gave off a good light. It was like a glow. And of course, it's flickering like a horror movie. So I'm like, okay, I got this. So I'm walking down the hall, pushing my patient, trying not to hit the wall, talking to him, saying it's going to be all right because it is pitch black. I don't know why I'm talking to a dead patient, but I'm talking. It's going to be just fine. It's going to be just fine. We finally get down to the end of the hall, and I find the morgue. I open the door, and of course, it's a big old room, and it has like a desk in the corner, and there's a lamp with a light on, and of course, I can't find the light switch to this room either, so I'm like, okay, this is not a problem. I got this. So the wall is like a big cooler. It was just a big walk-in cooler with different doors. And I'm like, okay, well, let me see. I'll just open a door. And security is supposed to be meeting me down there. They haven't shown up yet. I'm like, I got this. It's not a problem. So I open the first cooler door, and I'm like, oh, yeah, we're not going in there. There's too many people already. So I kind of glance in and look to my left, and I'm like, oh, there's open space. I'll just go to the next door. So I get out, and I go over to the next door. I open this big old cooler door, and I'm going to push him on in. So as I go to push the gurney, right, there's like this rubber lip on the floor, and it's got like this little hump, and it's got a little indention, and then another. So I'm there, and I'm pushing and pushing and pushing, and the gurney won't go. And I'm like, okay, okay, I can do this. I'm not going to call upstairs saying that I need help, that I can't put a dead person in the freezer. So I decide I'm going to go inside of the freezer, and I'm going to pull him in. So there I am. I go inside of the freezer. I'm holding on to this big, heavy-ass gurney with one wheel flipped up, and it won't get on the ground. And I'm pulling, and I'm pulling, and I'm pulling. And about that time, it gets over that first lip. And out of the corner of my eye, I see something move. And I'm holding on to the gurney, and I look over. I'm like, oh, my God. There's this guy sitting up in the bed, and he's turned to the left looking at me, and the sheet's coming down. And I'm pulling on this gurney, and I'm pushing, and I start screaming, and I'm pushing, and I'm pulling. I'm pushing, and I'm pulling. And about that time, security walks in. As I push out, I hit the first security guard with the gurney. The gurney flips over, and this dead, naked guy lands on the security guard. And I'm still screaming that he's alive, he's alive. And the other security guard's looking like, what the fuck just happened here? I'm holding on to the gurney the whole time as it's flipped over, as this dead patient's laying on the poor security guard. And the other guy goes in the cooler, he looks, and he comes back out, and he's like, oh, God. He's like, no, the guy died in rigor sitting up with his head turned. He's not alive. So the other security guard's like looking at us, and I'm still holding on to the gurney because I don't know what to do. And finally, you know, we ended up getting everything situated, getting the guy back on the gurney. They helped me get him into the freezer. And so what I've learned in my nursing career is that you're either going to be a fight or flight nurse, or you're going to freeze. And I will tell you, I was all three in one night. And to this day, I still do not take a patient down to a morgue.